You are tuning to Arctic Stadia's Registrar Show, where we chat to doctors about different health topics that affect children and parents. So sit back, relax, and learn something new right here on Arctic Stadia. Arctic Stadia, by and for children.
Hello listener, my name is Emily and you're tuned in to Arctic Radio's Registrar Show. In studio today, I have the pleasure of welcoming Dr. Fefekazi Mbusani, affectionately known as Dr. Fefe, who will be talking to us about febrile seizures. I would like to apologize if the sound quality is not too great because we are recording this via WhatsApp voice notes. Dr. Fefekazi Mbusani is a newly qualified pediatrician at the Red Cross Children's Hospital and is a mother of two. She has a special interest in febrile seizures as one of her children experienced them personally, and she wants to shed some light on what seems like the longest 5 minutes of any parent's life. Welcome, Dr. Fefe. How are you?
Thank you for having me on the show, and hello to all the listeners. I'm excited to be here today to be talking about febrile seizures and what to do when your child has a febrile seizure.
What are febrile seizures and how would you explain them to a child?
Okay, firstly, we need to understand seizures, definition of seizures. Seizures, by definition, are waves of abnormal electrical activity in the brain. Now, to simplify this, you need to imagine electricity inside the brain flowing and moving in the same direction in a very organized manner. Now imagine something disturbing this flow of electricity, and everything then suddenly becomes so disorganized. Remember that the rest of the body is controlled by this electricity, which is in our brain. Now if this electricity is disturbed, it means that the rest of the body is going to be disturbed. So that's why then when you're having a seizure, you either pass out, you move, or you behave strangely. So now that we understand what a seizure is, we can now move on to a febrile seizure. So febrile, by definition, means fever. So this simply means that the seizure is occurring as a result of fever. So the fever is the precipitant. It's what has caused the seizure. So for the purpose of this interview, I'm going to be focusing on simple febrile seizures. And by definition, a simple febrile seizure must occur between the ages of 6 months and 6 years. Anything beyond that, it doesn't qualify as a febrile seizure. There should be evidence of a temperature above 38.5 degrees Celsius. And it shouldn't be more than 5 minutes. There should only be one seizure in a 24-hour period. And there should be no evidence of focal features. By focal features, I mean that when you're having a seizure, the rest of the body moves in a disorganized manner. Now, if you notice that only one side of the body is moving, or one arm is moving and the other arm is not moving, then that is called a focal seizure, and it doesn't qualify as a simple febrile seizure.
Are febrile seizures the same as epilepsy?
No. Epilepsy and febrile seizures are two different entities. Epilepsy is a brain disorder, an illness of the brain. It is not caused by fever. It's recurrent, meaning it happens more than once, and it's usually unprovoked. The many causes of epilepsy, and more than 60% of cases of epilepsy, the cause is unknown. However, genetics do play a major role. One of the most common causes of epilepsy in children is trauma to a developing brain. So any form of trauma, whether in the form of infection, whether in the form of an accidental injury, traumatic brain injury, is enough to cause epilepsy. The other major difference between the two is that epilepsy, the patient needs to be on anti-epileptic drug for life. So you need medication to control the seizures, unlike in febrile seizures. And epilepsy may be associated with neurodevelopmental delay.
Why do children get seizures when the body temperature is high?
The actual mechanism by which fever causes a febrile seizure is not really known. What we know is that children are prone to frequent childhood infections, such as upper respiratory tract infections, ear infections, and viral infections. The body responds to any infection by producing high temperature. And it does this by producing inflammatory markers, such as interleukins. So to simplify this, when the body is under attack by any infection, whether a virus, whether a bacteria, the body wakes its soldiers up to say, listen, we are under attack, please go and fight this infection. So these soldiers are what we call the inflammatory markers, which is the interleukins. So once these inflammatory markers then cross the blood-brain barrier, that is that layer that's protecting the brain. So once they cross that layer, then they suddenly disturb all the neurons, all the electricity in the brain, and they cause excitability in the brain. And when that happens, then that's when the child gets a febrile seizure while they're having a fever.
What are the signs to look for in a febrile seizure?
I would say any child that is generally unwell. So remember that some children cannot speak. So any child that has deviated from the normal, if the child is generally unwell, not playful, not eating or feeding or sucking, and a child that is not doing any of the things that she's used to do, a child who's not playful, just generally a child who's not himself or herself. And depending on what the precipitating infection is, if it's a viral upper respiratory tract infection, then the child will start by coughing and showing symptoms like runny nose, coughing, or blocked nose and refusing to feed. If it's an otitis media ear infection, you'll always see the hand going towards that ear which is affected. If it's a throat infection, they may vomit, there may be diarrhea. So depending on what the precipitating infection is, they will present with that particular symptom. But with regards to fever, once they have fever, then they're generally weak, they are shaky, they are sleepy, and they suddenly have increased work of breathing. And during a febrile seizure, the child usually passes out and has jerking movements of the arms, legs, or the face. Most febrile seizures last less than 5 minutes. After a seizure, the child might be confused or sleepy for a short time. Although not common, some febrile seizures last more than 15 minutes. After a longer seizure, a child can have short-term weakness in his or her arm or leg. So these are the signs that the child presents with once they've now passed that fever stage and now have a febrile seizure.
What can a parent do to prevent a febrile seizure?
In most cases, treatment to prevent future seizures is not recommended. The risks and potential side effects of daily anti-seizure medication outweighs their benefit. In addition, giving medication to prevent fever is not recommended in a child without fever because it does not appear to reduce the risk of future febrile seizures. And if your child has a documented fever, that is a temperature above 38, it's acceptable, but it's not always required to give antipyrexial medication like paracetamol or ibuprofen. But the parent should always speak to their healthcare provider to help them decide whether to treat their child's fever or not. So regarding a fever as the seizure, if the seizure stops on its own, then anti-seizure medication is not required. After a febrile seizure, the most important thing is that for a parent to know is that children do not always need to stay in hospital unless the seizure was caused by a serious infection that requires treatment in hospital, like meningitis. And if the seizure is prolonged, it's usually aborted by an anti-seizure medication, and that child needs to stay in hospital and be monitored for things like heart rate, blood pressure, and the breathing. And after a seizure has stopped, treatment for fever is then started, usually by giving it oral or putting in the bum, giving paracetamol or ibuprofen. And sometimes just by simply sponging with room temperature, not cold water. So these are some of the things that you can do to lower the temperature. But as I've said, a prolonged seizure needs hospitalization and you need to call the ambulance if it lasts more than 5 minutes.
Can febrile seizures cause brain damage?
The answer to that is no. A febrile seizure does not cause brain damage. And it also does not mean that your child will have a lifelong seizure condition if they've got a febrile seizure.
Are febrile seizures only limited to children in a certain age group?
For a seizure to qualify as a febrile seizure, it must fall within a certain age group, that is 6 months to 6 years. Anything or any seizure before the age of 6 months or beyond 6 years does not qualify as a febrile seizure. And just to re-mention some of the characteristics of a febrile seizure, temperature above 38.5 and the seizure should be occurring during fever or just immediately after a fever episode. It should not be more than 5 minutes. It should be very short-lived. There shouldn't be any focal features when the seizure is happening. It should be a generalized movement. The entire body should be shaking and moving. And sometimes there's a family history that one of the family members, mostly first degree relatives, had a febrile seizure. And usually these kids are kids that have normal development. That means they're reaching their milestones at the right ages. There's no delay in their development at all.
Is there a cure for febrile seizures?
A cure to a febrile seizure is to treat the underlying cause or the underlying condition. That means to treat the infection. So if it's otitis media, the baby needs to be examined, needs to be treated with the appropriate antibiotics. So if you don't treat the underlying cause, the child will continue having fever and that will be predisposing the child to having a febrile seizure. So like I say, treat the underlying cause. And if it's a short-lived seizure, that seizure does not need any medication. It aborts on its own and you can take the child to hospital just to be examined and to get treatment for what's causing the fever.
Is there anything else you'd like to say?
Thank you. Just a few points on recurrence of a febrile seizure. A simple febrile seizure, if it occurs before 18 months of age, there's increased risk that it's going to happen again. And if also there's a family history of a febrile seizure and there was a short duration of fever before the onset of the seizure. And the other point is that in the first 2 years after the initial seizure, there's also an increased recurrence risk of 32% that the child will have another seizure. There's also a slight increase in the risk of developing epilepsy, where it's 1% for patients who have had febrile seizures and 0.4% risk in the general population. What's the prognosis of febrile seizures? Simple febrile seizures have an excellent prognosis. There are no effects on the IQ on how the child is going to perform at school, so it does not affect the brain at all. The academic performance or any behavioral abnormalities. So I'm hoping this will put most of the parents at ease when a febrile seizure happens. And can it be prevented? Antipyrexia at the onset of fever do not prevent recurrence of febrile seizures. Advise paracetamol for febrile illness. And the important thing is the recovery position to ensure that the patient's airway during the seizure is patent. Continuous and intermittent anti-epileptic is not recommended after a simple febrile seizure. And then the important thing is you need to take the child to see a medical professional, whether a clinic, but a nearest healthcare facility so that you can be assisted and treat the underlying cause.
Thank you so much, Dr. Fefe, for joining us.
Thank you for having me and thank you for allowing me to talk about this very common topic that affects our kids. And I'm hoping that today's topic has managed to shed some light and to maybe just put some form of ease to the parents when their kids are experiencing this. And I do want to apologize for the background noise when I was very busy recording this. And yeah, I'm hoping that everyone will have a fruitful week ahead, and happy kids, healthy kids, happy minds. Thank you.